USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's legal team has wrapped up its case in the Senate impeachment trial, including a veiled appeal to senators not to consider John Bolton's latest claims as they decide whether to call witnesses. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul believes the call for witnesses will be a close vote.
I think there are 50 votes to have no witnesses, and there's one in the balance, and we'll see where it goes.
Paul speaking there on Fox News. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is detailing the number of cases of the coronavirus in the United States and China.
The CDC has reported 5 cases of the novel coronavirus infection here in the United States. China has now reported more than 4,500 cases.
Azar says despite those cases, Americans do not need to worry about their safety. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Kobe Bryant is heading to the Basketball Hall of Fame on the fast track. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Hall of Fame Chairman Jerry Colangelo announcing that Bryant will be a first ballot entry into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2020. The Los Angeles Lakers legend was nominated for the 2020 class back in December alongside Muggsy Bogues, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, and Tim Hardaway. In honor of Bryant's untimely tragic death, the traditional voting process for him will be bypassed, sending him straight to Springfield, Massachusetts. HOF officials say the other inductees will be announced in April.
Fotis Doulos is in a Connecticut hospital after attempting to commit suicide. There are conflicting reports as to his condition after multiple outlets said he was in fact dead, which his attorney Norm Pattis didn't confirm. Just 3 weeks ago, Doulos was arraigned on murder charges after being accused of killing his estranged wife. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Thousands of people hit the streets of New York on Monday night to conduct the annual homeless outreach population estimate. Volunteers went block by block around the 5 boroughs looking for people who were living on the streets. They also canvassed subways, parks, and other public spaces. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson joins Fox News and was asked about what we can do to help fix this homeless crisis in America.
Well, I think the key thing we do is we ask ourselves, why is this a problem in our country? You know, you look at Japan, you look at Tokyo, they have virtually no homelessness there. And what is the difference? They don't have stacks and stacks of regulations that keep you from being able to use technology. We have some very innovative people in our country who've come up with modular homes, tremendous advances in manufactured housing, tiny homes. There are a whole host of things that could be used. You know, think of yourself as a millennial or a young person maybe coming out of college and, you know, getting your first job for $50,000 a year. You can't afford anything here. Mm-hmm. Forget about it.
The U.S. Geological Survey is reporting a magnitude 7.7 earthquake struck off the coast of Jamaica. The agency says the epicenter is about 73 miles northwest of the coastal town of Lucia. It was felt at the U.S. base in Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.